When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just 6 days until the first round of the NFL draft. How important is it? People are going to say that the night a week from tonight, where the second and third rounders are going to be selected in the NFL draft, that's where GMs make their money. That's not true. We're going to talk about that, and I'm going to give you great examples that show why the first round is really the only round in the NFL draft that matters a damn. We're going to talk about it. We're also going to talk about the contest. We announced yesterday afternoon, and you're going to have to go back to listen to yesterday afternoon's video, watch yesterday afternoon's video in order to get the rules. But the program is this. You select as a comment in yesterday afternoon's Inside Indiana Sports Now video, you got to comment the name and the selection number that the Colts have their first draft pick. Name, selection number. If you're right, you got a chance to win $100. I don't think any of you are going to be right. That's the point of the contest. Everybody says, well, I know what's going to happen. They're going to take Quinyon Mitchell at 15. Well, we don't know that. And it's going to be shown that we don't know that when the draft unfolds. Oh, it's Terrion Arnold. He's a guy. They need a cornerback. He's been well trained by Nick Saban. At Alabama, he was a standout, blah, 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 blah. Everybody's wrong every single time with Chris Ballard. Chris Ballard's going to talk today. We'll talk about that a little bit. He'll talk straight up at noon at the Colts Complex. Of course I'll be there. Of course you will see it immediately afterward. We will put up the video almost instantly. We'll talk about the IU spring game last night. Ooh, Tavian Jackson looked good. Curtis Rourke looked good, but neither guy was a star. Aiden Fisher was a star, not because of what he did on the field, which was pretty damn good, but what he said during the game when they talked to him on the sideline. Pat Boylan talked to Aiden Fisher, and what he said, I really liked. I got to tell you, there is something different about Indiana football in a really good way. We will also talk about Indiana basketball. Bad news, I guess. Amari Williams from Drexel cancels his visit to Bloomington for this weekend. He was going to come in with Kenan Carlisle. They were going to go through the visit, Little 500 weekend. Who turns down a free Little 500 weekend in Bloomington? Are you out of your mind? Are you a crazy person? This shows that he was at all times the wrong guy to add to the Indiana basketball program, because anybody who turns down a free trip to Bloomington Little 5 weekend is just too dumb to play here. Not intellectually, just not understanding priorities. You got a chance to come to IU for a Little 5 and have some fun. You do that. Did it into my 30s. Let's go. This is Breakfast with Kent for Friday, April 19th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Here's the thing with MyBookie. You use promo code Kent and as a sign-up bonus, you could get up to $1,000. That's winning before you even play. You can bet anything, anywhere, anytime at MyBookie. It's phenomenal. It's fun. Prop bets, whatever you want. MyBookie's awesome. Great way to invest your intellectual bandwidth that you've developed over a lifetime of watching sports. Make sure and subscribe. You can't win the contest unless you subscribe. Thumbs up, like the video, of course. And if you want to make a donation, as Isaiah Cox did, absolutely do that. Include a comment, question. We will share it with the group. Isaiah says, once again, Doyle makes a fool of himself. We're done talking about him. Talking about him gives him air. That's his oxygen. And I'm just not going to be a party to it anymore. From my perspective, his work just doesn't exist. So why spend time investing time and energy discussing something that doesn't exist? Let's talk about the contest, all right? Here is a golden prize egg. What can you win? We crack open the prize egg, and we fish out of it a $100 bill. I will send this $100 bill to anybody who comments on yesterday afternoon's video the correct person and selection number for the Colts' first pick. So if you believe it's going to be Quinyon Mitchell at 22, send Quinyon Mitchell 22 in a comment to yesterday afternoon's video. If there's a tie, like they have the 15th overall pick right now, if they stand pat, 15 is going to be the number, right? You got to get the name right. If there's a tie, if there are a bunch of people who say the same thing, we're going to put we'll do tickets, we'll put them into the golden prize egg, or because we're using the buckets, the orange prize buckets for other contests, and we'll pull a winner. I don't think any of you are going to be able to get this right. They could trade back, they could trade up, they could take anybody. They could trade out of the first round, right? But the first player selected and the position, the draft position they utilize to select that player. If you're right, you could win $100. Somebody is going to win $100 if somebody gets it right. And again, I think my money's safe. All right, and again, you have to comment to yesterday's video, not today's video. That's the way it goes. All right, let's talk about the Colts and why this first-round position is so utterly important. All right, let's do that. Bill Polian, let's talk about his picks from 1998 through 2004. First, second, third rounds. This won't take long. Don't worry. First-round picks. And we can go back to the previous two with Bill Tobin, too, where he took, in 1996, he took Marvin Harrison. 1997 took Tarik Glenn. And really, really good picks, right? Marvin, a Hall of Famer. Tarik, not a Hall of Famer, but if he'd have stuck around another 3-4 years, might have been a Hall of Famer. All right, but here, Polian. Manning, Hall of Famer. Edgerrin James, Hall of Famer. Rob Morris, bit of a swing and a miss. Reggie Wayne will be a Hall of Famer. Dwight Freeney, Hall of Famer this summer. Dallas Clark, pretty damn good tight end. All right, here are the second, and that's the nucleus, a real nucleus of that Super Bowl championship Colts team. Second and third rounds, Jerome Paython and E.G. Green. Mike Peterson and Brandon Burlsworth, very, very sad story there. Washington and Macklin in 2000. Idris Bashir and Corey Byrd, 2001. Larry Triplett, Jefferson, 2002. And then Mike Doss and Strickland in 2003. Any players among those people? The second and third rounders? Mike Peterson wasn't bad. Marcus Washington wasn't bad. Other than that, you really don't have a guy who contributed to that Super Bowl. First rounders are it. You got to hit on first rounders. You miss on first rounders, it doesn't matter what the hell you do in the second and third round. Nothing. Zero effect on the roster. You would really have to pull a rabbit out of your hat to miss on the first round pick and have that draft wind up being one that you look back on and you say, hey, that was pretty damn good. I'll give you examples. All right, here's Chris Ballard. First rounders, Malik Hooker, Quentin Nelson, Kwity Paye, Anthony Richardson. He's used 4 of his 7. He traded out once. He traded 4 players twice. Once for Carson Wentz, once for DeForest Buckner. That's a pretty good use of a first round pick. The one where they swapped the 13th overall pick for DeForest Buckner. Here are the second round picks. All right, Quincy Wilson. No. But then you get Shaquille Leonard, you get Braden Smith, you get Tyquan Lewis, and you get Kamoko Touré in 2018. That's a pretty damn good haul. That's two guys who can play of the four. One who's pretty good and still with the team. And then a fourth, Then you've got Rocky Sin, Ben Bannegoo, Paris Campbell. That's not so good. Then you have Michael Pittman, Jonathan Taylor. That's quite good. Odengbo, and then Pierce, and then Prince. What you get out of that? What you get out of that is understanding that as you go in the first round, you're going to go as a team. And in that first round, what you've had is mediocrity. And what you've had on the field has been mediocrity. That's the way this works. Chris Ballard has got to hit on 15, trade up to get to where you hit. What you do in the second and third, if Chris Ballard moves up by swapping 46 and 15 to move into the top 10 and take the player he covets that he will not miss on, that is the best investment he's ever going to make. 46, what do you get out of 46? Banigou, Touré, you out of your mind? Trading what that promise represents to move up and get what is going to be a definitively dynamic player, that is well worth the effort, assuming that you're right. So that's the deal with the first round, and that's why you got to hit in the first round and why you should play this contest. Go back to yesterday afternoon's video, leave a comment. $100. I'll send it. I don't think anybody's going to hit it. At what positions can the Colts make a meaningful upgrade? Number two wide receiver. No shade to Alec Pierce, but I think it's time to make an upgrade. But would Anthony Richardson allow Pierce to put himself in a position to really lift? So that's a question. Quarterback, I don't think there's any question. You ought to be able to draft over the top of Jalen Jones. We don't know about Dallas Flowers at this point. Secondary areas of it, safety also. Like, okay, Nick Cross, that he is what Quincy Wilson was to the 2017 draft. I think Nick Cross is to the Colts right now. We'll see. Maybe. You know what? And here's the thing. They couldn't believe Nick Cross was still on the board. When 31 general managers disagree with you, sometimes that's telling. Secondarily, tight end, backup running back, and edge. You're going to see them take guys at those positions later in the draft, I think, if not in the first round. They need some linebacker depth, too. I use spring game. I liked it. I liked the whole thing. I liked Aiden Fisher especially. Wins are coming to Bloomington. The way Cignetti and Aiden Fisher, a guy who played for him at James Madison, the way they talk, you buy in. I'm in. You got to talk it before you can live it, right? You got to believe it before you can embody it. That's what Indiana football is doing. Like, they look dead in the camera and say, wins are coming. They believe it. You have to do that. And there was a lack of belief, fundamental lack of belief in Indiana football the last couple of years. And that lack of belief validated by a lack of wins. But I liked the spring game last night. I thought Taven Jackson looked really good in that first drive. And I thought Curtis Rourke looked good. Nice, quick release. Delivers the ball on time, on target. Couple of bad reads, so a couple of picks. But hey, the defense is on scholarship too. The little 500 this weekend. You've got, you know what, women's race today. DGs are going to win Delta Gamma. And the men's race, 2 o'clock. Saturday, SIGAPS going to win the race on Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock. Going to be a little bit chilly, about a high of 56 tomorrow. What are you going to do? Like I mentioned, Kenan Carlisle coming to Indiana today for his visit. Little 500 weekend. Amari Williams from Drexel has chosen not to. He's limited his finalists like Kentucky, St. John's, Mississippi State. Good for you. You don't know what you're missing. At least take the visit, dumbass. Come on. Are you out of your mind? Little 500 is the world's greatest college weekend. At least enjoy yourself a little bit on these visits. Am I right? Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? Elaine Sherwin Loftus, John Quick. Happy birthday to both. The great John Quick celebrating a birthday. Man, if you want to win this hunch, go back to yesterday afternoon's video, leave a comment, player's name, and draft position taken. The first player drafted by the Indianapolis Colts. Not they're going to trade and they're going to get Ayuk. I don't want to hear any of that. Although, go ahead and leave that comment, but you will not be eligible to win this crisp $100 bill. Julie never complains about the giveaways that we do that cost real money. Yeah, what a lady. Radio show in just a couple of minutes on WGCLradio.com. Listen, we'll talk a lot about IU this morning. And Chris Ballard, he talks to the media at noon. We will have that up as soon as he finishes, and we upload it right here on this channel. Can't wait to talk to you then. Oh, what's he going to say? What will Ballard say? Ballard's going to tell us about tears in the draft. This is the one time that Chris Ballard talks to us every year where he says something useful and something that we can kind of glean wisdom from and tell kind of what he's going to do a little bit in this draft.